Don't cry, little girl.
Our bodies require
Queef of the Week.
That's right, friends. Welcome to another episode of the Josh Potter Show. Happy holidays. We're betwixt the two major ones now, unless, of course, you are not of the favored race. No, I'm just... I don't really know how Kwanzaa works, actually, so I shouldn't say such things. Welcome, though. It is the Josh Potter Show. Josh Potter, Josh Potter Show at ymhstudios.com is the email, and that is what is actually going to be providing the content for today's show, the final show of 2020. What a year it's been. Today's show, again, going to be content curated by you and all of your submissions at my email, joshpottershow@ymhstudios.com. Want to plug real quick the merch up at the merch store. We've got shirts up there. We're going to be adding to the merch store very soon, I hope. I've been seeing some wonderful designs, so I'm excited about that. But the merch is all up at store.ymhstudios.com. So you can go check those out. Perhaps if you forgot somebody on your Christmas list there, you could get them a late Josh Potter Show piece of merchandise. Other than that, nothing to report as far as live dates go. March 21st, I will be, though, at West Palm Improv. I don't even know if the tickets are on sale yet. It's the only thing I have on the books. So let's hope that changes when we all get the vaccine. I hope when I get the vaccine, people clap for me like they do everybody right now. By the time I get it, will people still be clapping for us, do you think? How long do you think it'll take a bloke like me to get the vaccine? Does anyone know? You guys, do you have any secret inside knowledge? You're like, we already have it.
I would imagine we would get it first, right? Because we're in Hollywood. We get all that stuff first, right?
I mean, are we essential workers, technically?
Yeah, I mean, podcasting is essential work. I don't see why we wouldn't get it first. We're keeping everybody sane.
So let's get a fucking doctor over here, a nurse or whatever, inject us, and let's get a news crew over here so we can get some people clapping, because I want to be applauded when I get the vaccine. If there's no one clapping for me, I don't want it. You keep your fucking vaccine then. I cursed. Dang it.
2 minutes.
Dang
2 minutes
it.
In, bro.
Cheese and biscuits. I don't know. I just don't know when I'm going to be able to get the vaccine. You know, I'm not important enough. I don't feel that I'm going to get it early or late. I don't know when. I'll get it whenever I can, I suppose, but...
You're actually excited to take this vaccine, though? You're going to do it as soon as it comes out?
I mean, it's out. It's already... people are already doing it.
Oh, shit, it is?
Yeah, people are doing it all the time. Don't you see on Instagram? I mean, all the people that are doing it have posted about it. That's for sure.
I haven't seen it.
Because it's not been that many that gotten it, and I've seen a lot of Instagram posts like, I've been vaccinated. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Well, look at you. Aren't you freaking important? It's a lot of nurses and shit.
They don't make anybody laugh. What the fuck is that about?
I mean, go for it. I guess they deserve it or whatever. Any, are people in your community nervous about it?
My community? Which community are we talking about?
Well, you know, there's the people you know. Friends, family, perhaps?
No, I ain't taking it. I didn't know it was out, and now that I know it's out, I'm still not going to take it.
Unless it's required by YMH Studios, right?
I don't think you could do that, but...
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if that's the case anymore, because it's becoming a thing, I believe. I think people are... Because do you want to know something wild I heard about? There was a concert overseas, and they're, you know, still dealing with it over there as well. And I'm not even sure where this concert was happening, but you had to have had COVID to go to the concert. Like, you had to prove... your antibodies test. Like, everyone who went to the concert already had COVID. Like, they got to go to a concert. That's like giving the bad kids at school a treat for doing bad things. Meanwhile, us people who are not getting the virus, no concerts for us unless it's a virtual one.
Damn, that's like those zombie movies, but without the apocalyptic shit, because it's like
the zombie movies.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the zombie movies, only the zombies get to like go to raves and stuff. How messed up is that? It's like, oh, all the zombies are having fun, but if we go outside, we get our faces eaten off? Cool. Because that's what's happening, so to speak. Well, all of your stories here are tough to bring into the Nice Boy Hour, I've got to say. The Nice Boy Clock puts a bit of a hamper on many of the stories you've submitted to Josh Potter Show at ymhstudios.com. I mean, we have lots of topics that I can't even mention for the next 5 minutes. Even the subject matter that is involved in some of these. Let's say there's a lot of the things muted. Let's just say I can't f-ing talk about anything in here on this list. Like the first article that comes up here, guy has unnatural sex acts with horses. Okay, that's not going to be able to be spoken about for the next 5 minutes, unfortunately. We can't get into the nitty-gritty of that during the Nice Boy Clock. Sorry, Ramsey, who submitted that, but we will later. Do not fret. But
what about that leftover article you got from last week? The yoga?
Well, maybe, but I think I found one that comes up, you know, because I think we can talk about this man in the nice... He's not a nice boy. I'll bring that up. I'll say that about this gentleman. He's not a nice boy in any regard. In fact, he's done quite a bit of...
murder.
But we'll bring him up regardless. Here, I'll just get to the article. It's from Aladdin, by the way, or perhaps it's Aladdin. I do not know the pronunciation. It's spelled like Aladdin. Like, I can show you the world. This Aladdin, that type. So I'm not sure. That's a cool name. I don't know if your parents... What if he's just a white kid whose parents like Disney? That would be weird. Because Aladdin is from a fake country, but Aladdin's a real name, right?
I mean, I've never met an Aladdin.
I mean, it's wild that his name is Aladdin to me, because Aladdin's from Agrabah, which is not real. That's like, so it's just gibberish, right? Is it a real name? You see if there's an origin of Aladdin while we get to this story? And I find it interesting that a gentleman named Aladdin submitted this one, because it, let's just get into it. A car owner has been slammed for trying to sell his car outfitted with an Adolf Hitler speedometer. This Volkswagen Golf is being sold on Craigslist for $4,000, and the unnamed seller boasts that the clutch is in good condition and the brakes have never been replaced. But the seller goes on to joke about the novelty speedometer on the Volkswagen Golf, also known as the Rabbit, where Hitler does a Nazi salute the faster you go. So you see Hitler's arm is the speedometer, and as you go faster, it's like... I wonder where it gets, like, proper salute. You know what I mean? Like, is that right at the speed limit? So it's constantly at, like, we're at 60. You know what I'm saying?
Can we do this on the Nice Boy Hour? Is this good?
I'm working on it. We're seeing. A man in San Francisco area has listed the VW Rabbit vehicle for sale that's outfitted with a Hitler speedometer. Okay, we mentioned that. People on Facebook have lost their minds about it. What the hell is wrong with people? Someone wrote. Another social media user fumed, almost inconceivable that somebody could be this effing stupid. And then he wrote, almost, like he was being silly. They're just using Facebook comments in this thing. Another woman added, the guy has serious issues and whatever company manufactured this should be shut down. I think he just made it himself. I don't know that there's a company out there. Oh, look, there it is. Do you have a picture of it? Well, that's quite well done, I would say. Oh, so it hits about 20 miles an hour and he's saluting. Well, what if you're going on the highway? Then he's just like stretching. He's like, you know what I mean? The full car ad reads, 2007 VW Rabbit has 160,000 miles, with 5-speed transmission. The clutch feels good, heat and AC work awesome, brakes are newer, stops good, power windows, interior is in good condition, just needs a good cleaning, a good cleansing perhaps. The tires have a very good tread on all four. I mean, he could have went all out with this ad. He's like, by the way, there's like a Nazi speedometer, beep, beep, beep. But he could have been like, you know, the ashtray fits X amount of Jews. You know, he could have gone, I'm just saying, like, he could have gone way worse. And scene. Okay, the nice boy clock. Oof. Have any of you ever owned a Volkswagen? I've never owned one.
No, I've never personally. I was always a Mitsubishi guy as a kid, and now I just have an SUV.
How about the chosen ones in the room? Is it like against them to purchase a Volkswagen since they are the car of Hitler?
My dad certainly thought so.
Really?
Yeah. So we never. Oh, actually, hold on. Is Volvo German?
Maybe, I don't know, but Hitler likes his Volkswagens. Yes. I just like making Hitler sound like really foppy. But I didn't know if that was a thing. Because you know how certain cars, if anyone owned a Volkswagen, I thought we might get some experience in the room or something. Like, because, you know, my dad owned a Corvette at one point, and every time he'd pass another Corvette, he'd give a little wave, you know? They had to do that. It was like the law. Jeeps do it, too. I know it's like part of Jeep culture. If a Jeep sees another Jeep, they do the Jeep wave.
I think that's just a car thing. Like, you do, because we used to do that in eclipses. In Mitsubishi eclipses, we all
people
did
be
that.
Doing that in eclipses.
Yeah, in eclipses. Hey man, I'm talking the old school eclipse, not that fucking bubbly shit.
I don't know what you're talking.
There was when the eclipse was in its. It was when the import kind of hit a prime where like Supras were a thing. The eclipse was. It was Need for Speed era. So
you mean Fast and Furious, like Paul Walker,
sure,
type shit.
Fast and Furious. Yeah, same thing.
Okay.
It's the same. It's just the movie or the game. It's
you mean like Gran Turismo and stuff like that? Okay. So you did that with a Mitsubishi Eclipse.
Yeah, I did that. And when I rode
so what was
motorcycle,
it? Show me.
Thing.
I mean, I guess I can't see you, but they can at home. Show us at home what a Mitsubishi wave would look like when you'd see another one.
Oh, it's always just the peace. You're just like...
You just do peace signs? See, they're all different. The Jeep wave, the Corvette wave. I wonder, do Volkswagen people, when they see each other, they give a little wave? Ah, there's a beetle. I don't know. Let's get to the horse fucking story now that we're out of the fucking nice boy clock, huh? I was looking for this one the whole time. This one was just radiating heat off the stack. So the headline reads, "Guy fucks police horses." They didn't really mince words with that one. Sometimes they're piffy, sometimes they're... Not in this one. Thank you to Ramsey, by the way. What was the deal with... Can you pull up the Aladdin thing, or we get rid of that? I forgot to... I saw it up there, and I meant to mention it, but I wanted to get to my old... Hey, how are you?
It says the name Aladdin is a boy's name of Arabic origin, meaning height of religion.
Yes, because, I mean, like I said, Agrabah is not a real place in the Middle East. My buddy Matt Bergman used to do something very funny. He would ask people who, like, you know, they would post about politics and stuff like that online, and he would always go like, "I'm really concerned what's happening over in Agrabah," and they'd be like, "I know, isn't it crazy?" And he'd be, it's a hilarious bit, always funny to catch people. So anywho, this guy fucked a police horse. Why a police horse? I wonder. Maybe it was a fetish. He likes a man in uniform, kind of thing. You know, let's find out. New Orleans police were searching Thursday for a man suspected of committing unnatural sex acts on two horses inside a cluster of stables in New Orleans City Park. One of the horses that was sexually violated is owned by Orleans Parish Sheriff Marlon Guzman's office, an official confirmed Thursday. The man entered the stables in the 1000 block of Fillmore Avenue shortly after 2 a.m. According to police, captured on camera, he wore a striped shirt and sports a distinctive tattoo on his right arm. A photograph shows a mask dangling around his neck from both ears. We have the photograph here. At least he was, he wore the mask. Even people committing unnatural sex acts on horses are mindful of the pandemic. Isn't that nice? For every person you see without one, think about this fella having it on while he fucks a police horse. I can confirm we were notified of an incident involving an OPSO horse assigned to the Mounted Division. The superintendent, Sean Ferguson, called the alleged incident very disturbing in itself, just to think about it. He described it as kind of like a sign of the times right now. Okay, interesting observation. We're seeing things that we're probably pretty much not used to seeing in 2020. So this guy chalks it up to the old 2020 joke. He's like, 2020, right? People out of your fucking horses? Crazy. The suspect is wanted on a charge of sexual abuse of an animal. The felony charge carries a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison upon a conviction. A second offense, so if you get out after the 5 years and you're like, where is the stable? You know what I mean? Like, then you go back in again, maximum to 10 years. The law was created in 2018, which, so up till 3 years ago, you could have been fucking all the horses. Imagine that. You had a real good, you're just like, man, I'm getting all the horse pussy. And then 2018 rolls around, and you're like, that's that guy's 2020, that's for sure. So yeah, it was created in 2018 as a standalone bestiality statute to replace Louisiana's anti-sodomy law, which was deemed unconstitutional in 2013. In 2003, excuse me. So they had a law that was anti-sodomy, and when they said you can fuck each other in the butt now, it's not against the law, they forgot to like not include animals apparently, and then they had to go and amend that in 2018. The law is wild. Like, people in courts had to talk about this shit. They're like, Your Honor, you see, people can fuck in the butt, but they shouldn't be able to fuck an animal's butt. And they were like, is that true? Or we should really measure that. Is it unconstitutional to say you can't fuck an animal's butt? People are asking anyone with information on the crime, so they haven't found the man. They need to find this man. He's got the very distinctive tattoo. We saw him on the screen. This is a good Crime Stoppers moment here on the Josh Potter Show. If you know this man, if you've seen him around, please call local authorities at 504-658-8030. That is their Crime Stoppers number. No lie. Or if you want to leave an anonymous tip, you're like, hey, this guy's in my horse fucking circle. Now he's getting a little out of pocket, fucking police horses and shit. You don't fuck high level horses. You fuck the ones that no one, you go to a stable where they don't talk. All right. Where there's no cameras. You just fuck a rando horse. You don't fuck a police horse. This guy got a little out of pocket. Yeah. What a story. We have a little update, by the way, on someone that I brought up on Your Mom's House a few months ago. And a lot of people hit me up about this fella. And I think he is a perfect Queef of the Week candidate here. I should have teed it up with the sound. You know what I mean? Like, that would have been, hey, Josh, how long have you been in broadcasting for? I don't know. Too long. And then I don't remember to do the right thing. Here we go.
Queef of the Week.
Ooh, that was the quick clipper. Love that one. But sometimes I like a good long one so I could breathe for a moment. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I like a good long one so I can just go, maybe take a sip of my Red Bull during the long. But yes, Queef of the Week this week, Peter Nygaard. And if you don't recall the episode in which I brought him up on Your Mom's House, I don't remember the episode, unfortunately, the number for you to go back on. But this gentleman is a fashion mogul. And when I say fashion, he is the man who basically dresses every woman you've ever seen at a DMV. He is responsible for their wardrobe. Have you gone to the dentist and spoken to a woman behind glass? Chances are she was dressed by Peter Nygaard. And here he is up on the screen right here, a real to-do. He's a bazillionaire, for the record. And he was doing wild shit. He was like doing crazy shit to his property. Down in the he had some island property, and basically all this island property fallout. He got into like a domestic altercation. He had his neighbor and him were fighting, and he would have the police over constantly. He was doing wild shit, like changing the shoreline in his backyard, like changing the topography of the island to suit his property. And it was raising the flags of authorities, and they dug up a couple of skeletons in his closet. Apparently, he was having Epstein-esque parties. And so he was charged with sex trafficking, and now he has been indicted on such charges. Authorities in the United States say Canadian fashion mogul Peter Nygaard has been indicted on 9 charges that include racketeering and sex trafficking. Nygaard was arrested in Winnipeg on Monday under the Extradition Act and is appearing in court this afternoon. So this fucking guy flew back to Winnipeg, where he is a hero, by the way. Like, if you fly into the Winnipeg airport, there used to be, at least, I don't know if it's still there, but there used to be a giant welcome to Winnipeg with Peter Nygaard's picture on it. Not a good welcome, regardless of the sex trafficking charges. I don't care. This guy could be swell, and I don't want to see his fucking face when I walk into Winnipeg, let me tell you. The U.S. authorities allege that over 25 years, Nygaard used his fashion company's influence as well as its employees and funds to recruit and use women and girls for his sexual gratification and the gratification of his friends and business associates. Nygaard frequently targeted women and minor-aged girls who came from disadvantaged economic backgrounds. That's why you don't fuck the police horses. That's why you fuck some poor horse. We're seeing it right here. All right, God. He controlled his victims through threats, false promises of modeling opportunities. And who wouldn't want to model Peter Nygaard's fashion? Pull up some of Peter Nygaard's fashion. You can find it at Dillard's. You can find it at Walmart, places like that. I want to see if you have any thoughts on some of this fashion, any. Nygaard forcibly sexually assaulted some of his victims. Other victims were forcibly sexually assaulted by Nygaard's associates or drugged to ensure their compliance with their sexual demands. Nygaard founded the fashion company in 1967 in Winnipeg, where it grew from a partial stake in a women's garment manufacturer to a brand name sold in stores around the world. Such wonderful stores, as I mentioned earlier, Dillard's, Walmart, these types of places. But yes, did you pull up any? Do you have any fashion of his? Oh boy, sexy stuff here. Ooh la la. What do you think, any? You see this chick at the club?
She probably got a nice job. fuck it, you know, she's trying.
She's got a nice job? Probably not.
Yeah, I mean, well, like, as in a job.
She does have a job, if that's what you're saying. She has a job. It probably has health insurance, 401k. That's what that says.
Nice and safe job. That's what I should say.
Those specific models, you think sexually assaulted probably, yeah? With all the numbers here? I mean, we're just seeing pictures. I mean, they had to scrub the internet. What are those group photos below it? Does that have more of it?
You talking about this one right here?
Yeah, I thought that would be more of their outfits. I just wanted to see more of the outfits. Because they are insane. Like, they put them on these hot models. But these are not the, you can picture the clothes. Like, when you see the clothes, you go, I've seen that outfit, not on someone who looks like that. Let's just put it that way. I saw it on maybe one of the police horses. You know what I'm saying?
Those bell bottoms are rough. What the hell is that?
Yeah, that's rough. And like I said, again, they're on very sleek. I mean, those are like, the earlier one that you showed, that like striped bullshit, like I've seen that on just like, you know, massive women, you know, women that just like work in your school or whatever, you know, the women, like the secretary of your principal, that kind of shit. Anyhow, God bless those women. And God bless the men who are married to them. Right? That's what I'm saying. Like that, you don't see it on a woman like that, ever. Let's go to another one. What do you say? Let's keep it moving along. This one's submitted by, this one wasn't submitted by anybody. This is the one that I actually held on to. My bad. I should have, I'll save this one for if we run out of time. I grabbed the wrong thing. Oh, I wanted to do this. We just mentioned the Queef of the Week. This person sent in an email. It's Mitten or Mitten? We don't know, but is this a boy or a girl?
I don't believe they identify their gender in this.
Whoa, how dare I? Okay, so Mighton, a they. Hey Roach Daddy and the boys in the booth had a quick story to tell about listening to a recent episode with all the queef sounds. I listen to the podcast in my work vehicle while I run errands for work. This particular Tuesday, I had drank full thermos of coffee when my boss asked me to move 20 grand in cash from one bank to another. So I'm driving to the middle of nowhere in Kansas to pick up the cash, and the coffee kicks in at the same time. The queefs are playing. Okay. Sounds like this person's a drug dealer, by the way. They're like, I have to go to a remote place in Kansas to pick up 20 grand.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Who moves 20K in cash?
Yeah, like where do you nothing. Work? It's yeah, just they're a like, Friday. Yeah, it's just my day at work. So, of course, like my boss typically asks me, go get 20K from this remote area of Kansas. So, I don't know. She says the queefs start kicking in with the coffee as she's listening. She goes, dude, I'm saying she, he, I don't fucking know. Dude, these things sound like farts. I had to shit so bad. I'm holding it in, and it's just one queef after another. I finally get the cash, but I'm approaching the point of no return. Now I'm doing 90 in a cornfield with 20 grand in the passenger seat, trying not to shit while queefs keep playing. Finally, something breaches, and I shat all over. There's no way I can make it sitting in my own filth, so I secretly head home to change my pants. The boss... I don't know what this says. He asks why I'm going off. Oh, because the boss has apparently a lojacked. Is that like a thing?
That's like where you could find the car based on GPS.
Okay. So yeah. So he has like a little beep. I mean, the guy's carrying, the guy or girl is carrying 20 grand in cash. So yeah, he's got a little beacon on him. And he's asking, why are you going off route with 20 grand? So he had to explain that he was not, in fact, robbing him, but instead cleaning up the shit out of his pants and his car, his work car. So you're welcome there, Mitten. Sorry I made them shit their pants. With queefs. I think it was because you work for a drug dealer and you were scared. That's why you shit your pants, not because... It didn't really have anything. Maybe the queefs triggered it. But again, the working for a drug dealer, perhaps more responsible. Today's Josh Potter Show is brought to you by Blue Chew. And boy, oh boy, I'm sure you already know, but we over here at the Josh Potter Show, big Blue Chew fans, let me tell you. I mean, think about the fact when you go out and you're trying to meet a woman, and you manage to jump through all the hoops and all the hurdles to get them to come back to your place, you don't want to have to jump through another hurdle of keeping your dick hard. It's just something you don't want to have to think about. And Blue Chew is that little aid that can help you get through it. And you don't even have to think about that then. It's just straight to the victory line, or the finish line, excuse me, straight to the victory circle. And if you have a hard time taking pills, you're not alone. This is something that you don't even have to worry about taking a pill. It's just you pop it in, you chew it real quick. It's the first chewables with the active ingredients of sildenafil and tadalafil. Those are fancy words for Viagra and Cialis, the same active ingredients that are in those. And BlueChew.com has affiliated physicians that work with you to find the dosage and active ingredients that best fit your needs. And the online consult is free, my friend. And there's a great deal for you. If you listen to the Josh Potter Show, you can go visit BlueChew.com, get your first order free when you use promo code Josh. Just pay $5 shipping. That's it. And you just use the promo code Josh. It's BlueChew, BlueChew.com, promo code Josh. Ooh, this one's fun. Have you guys eaten lunch yet today?
Us here? No, not yet.
Not yet? Good. It's a good lunch story for you. I'm excited about it. You know, this might tickle your appetites at home as well. And this also, by the way, it makes me wonder about hunger in this country and how it's even an issue. I don't understand. Well, the headline reads, man serves his friend's tacos made from his own amputated leg. So it sounds like we're going to hear a story about a nice guy. That's all I hear. Because, I mean, this guy, he fucking fed his friends with his own leg. I don't even want to read the story yet. I'm going to go into this story just imagining that this man is the most generous man there is. He had friends come over and they were like, we're hungry. And he's like, oh my God, it's a pandemic. I'm poor. I don't have any food in here, but I still want to feed you. I want to be a good host. So he took his fucking leg and made tacos. I mean, what kind of friend are you? If you're, you know what I'm saying? Think about it. So let's find out if this is what the case is. If the article starts, if you could taste human flesh in an ethical way, would you? We've discussed that on this show, and I've answered yes.
Hell yeah.
And he's answered yes. Nadav?
This taco meat looks pretty solid, man.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
If that's taco meat, I'll eat it.
Listen, I've eaten a lot of tacos on the side of the road here in L.A. I don't know what the fuck they put in there. I'm not asking. Is it a guy named, you know, Rico? Probably. I don't fucking know, you know? Who knows what they fucking put in that shit? So, yeah, it looks pretty good. We all are eating meat. And plus, like I said, I would love to do it in some rich Illuminati situation. That would be ideal. That would be like, mwah. I don't even care. I'd be like, is this a slave? You know, like, I just want to be a part of that. I would ask all the details, but I'd be like, how poor were they? You know what I mean? Like, be like, yeah.
Yeah, man. It's like the Epstein parties, but without the kids, man. I would love that shit.
Exactly. Like the Illuminati shit. I mean, yeah, there might be a wing where they're doing that stuff. I'm going to stay away from that part, but I'm going to the human eating section of the party. You know what I mean? They're like, over down here and to the right, you can fuck a child. And then over here to the left is where we're eating humans. I'd be like, I'm going to the left.
I forget. Did you answer what part of the body that you would like most? Or did you say you wouldn't care? Just let the...
I don't think I would. If it was the rich thing, I wouldn't care. But if we were like... if we were like, you know, the Donner party where like a plane went down and we're like, all right, the fattest one's got to go. I would be like, I'm taking, you know, I guess I'm taking like an ass cheek, or is it too much? I don't really know.
An ass cheek would probably be good, but it'd be fatty. I feel like
a thigh. It would have to be like a chicken.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, dude. The thigh. I'm telling you, the thigh. Ooh.
Like a fat person's thigh.
Yeah, I would eat a thigh. If any of our listeners would like to donate their thigh to the Josh
Potter
show.
For you to eat? Like this guy's leg?
Yeah, I will eat it on camera.
Oh my lord. I don't know that that's... we're going to find out if this is legal. Apparently, this is legal.
It is legal.
You've read it already.
Yeah, I've looked into it because I've been interested.
Let's jump ahead. What are the stipulations that make it legal?
Basically, it is legal just on the base. The thing that makes it complicated, obviously, is in order to eat human, how do you do it? You'd have to either get someone to, you know, volunteer cutting their own arm off or something, or you'd have to desecrate a corpse, which is illegal. You'd have to kill someone, which is illegal.
So as long as the person whose limb it is says you can eat it, you can eat it.
Yeah, it's just like sex. It has to be consensual. That's it.
All right. Well, there goes my idea for a farm.
Just make sure they all consent. I think you're still good.
So my part now, folks. You mean to tell me at home you're not going to pass by a bus stop and see an obese person sitting there and go, look at the thigh on that? Feel a little rumbly in my tumbly? Yeah, thigh would be good. And then also it would just be obscene to just like hold a human leg by its ankle like a turkey leg and eat it like a fucking king.
Yeah, man, you feel like the medieval times with like a mutton just feel like a man, you know?
That's why this guy's a hero, because he did it and he was consensual. That's why it's freaking, it's wild. But I want to see the circumstances of it here. In a recent Reddit post, user Incredibly Shiny Shart, awesome name for a user Reddit article, and it's in a news article here. I don't know this is from Vice. Okay, so they write things like that. This person shared the story of a motorcycle crash that put him face to face with a macabre hypothetical. When a car hit his bike and sent him careening into a nearby forest, his foot was shattered to the point that he would never walk on it again. When the doctor asked if he wanted to amputate, his one question was, can I keep it? The doctor said, yeah. Well, the question, can I keep it, probably meant, you know, on his leg or like on his body, right? Not like, can I have it afterwards? That wouldn't be my first question. It says his one question was, can I keep it? I would be asking that, meaning like, can I keep it on my person, please? Can you imagine waking up and you're like, can I keep it? And the doctor's like, sure. And then you wake up and you don't have a leg and it's just like gift wrapped on the table next to you. They're like, there it is. You asked for it. And he's like, no, that's not what I meant. The doctor sat Sunday, July 10th, 2016, 3 weeks after the accident, he invited 10, so 3 weeks after the accident, he invited 10 of his most open-minded friends to a little special brunch. They ate apple strudel, quiche puff pastries, fruit tarts, and chocolate cake. They drank gin lemonade and punches and mimosas, I think probably a lot. And then the main course came out, fajita tacos made from Chinese severed human limb. Now, do you think he told them about it going in? I guess this is a, there's a lot to this article here that I...
There's no way that he didn't invite them and make that a part of the offer. Come on. It's like, hey guys, I got a weird question. Have you ever wanted to like
eat? Well, that's the thing. He had to ask. Yeah. So how would you ask?
I would just say, I know that it's crazy, but I have this really weird opportunity. You want to do something crazy? They'd be like, what? And I'd be like, I lost my leg and I'm going to eat it.
You see, you could talk me into doing that. And he could talk me. He'd be like, yo, dude, I got this hookup for like a leg. I don't know. I'm just saying we got a couple people coming over. Gonna eat it probably. Are you in or what? I'd be like, yeah. But if like, I don't know, no offense, Nadav, but if you came up to me and you're like, me and the guys got a leg and we're gonna cut it up and eat it, I'd be like, I'm gonna stay home tonight, man. Sorry. I don't know. Just you're different convincing. Do you know what I'm saying?
Not really. Why would you eat a human leg from any but not from me?
He would just make it sound cooler. Do you know what I mean? Like, well, overall, I would do it, but I'm saying, like, if I was on the fence, Eni would sell it to me by making me think it was, like, it'd be, like, peer pressure. It'd be, like, do you want to do coke? You know what I mean? Like, that kind of thing.
But Eni doesn't know how to cook, though.
I mean, I don't really give a fuck about that.
No, I'm not that we would eat it, not cook. I'm just saying I wouldn't cook it. I'd get someone else to cook.
Yeah, you hire a chef. You'd be like, don't worry about what the ingredients are. Don't
because,
worry about it.
Well, here, I mean, what would your sell be? If you did want someone to eat your leg, how would you say it?
If I wanted someone to do it?
No, and I'm asking Adal so you could hear his sell.
I would like it.
Hey, Potter, I'm having people over on Sunday. Tell me, what's your palate like? Do you have a diverse palate?
I probably like eat a human.
Oh, you know what? That's actually great that you bring that up because that's what's on the menu. Why don't you come over? You know, they got a real nice marble on it. It's and I've already tasted it before. It is a primo cut.
Yeah, you know, it's great, but I think Eni might be having human that night. And
dude, we're starting it on the cast iron and then throwing it in the oven and then finishing it off with a nice sear. Like, honestly, I've been Googling all day on the best recipes, and I have, like, it's perfection.
Yeah, it sounds cool and all.
Do you know umami flavor?
There's
umami flavor in it.
You're not going to convince me by the... Eni has girls eat his legs with him, too. So, I mean, there's girls there. That's all I'm saying. Do you want to know how this guy talked the people into doing it? I found it right here. How do you convince 10 friends to eat the food with you? He goes, I invited 11 people. I said something like, remember how we always talked about how if we ever had the chance to ethically eat human meat, we would do it? Well, I'm calling you on that. We're doing this. Are we doing this or what? And then he said 10 of them said yes. Some of them, one said no. One's like, nah, I'm going to pass on that. I would be concerned, like, I'd be like, you got that shit on ice, or how, I mean, this has been 3 weeks of this leg, is there flies on it and shit, you know what I'm saying, like, how, you know, he put it in his freezer in a plastic bag, I don't know, it just seems like a large thing to put into a freezer.
Let's see, those are the questions that you get when you make it a big thing, like, there's gonna be this flavor, that flavor, that's why I would just say, you want to do something that you'll never be able to do again for the rest of your life?
Yeah, that would work. That would work. No, it would work. And I'm just busting Nadav's balls. I'd come over and eat a human with you, Nadav, any day. Let me know when you get one.
Thanks, man. That really warms my heart. For a second, I was like, oh, I guess I'm not as good friends with Potter as I thought I was.
No, you guys are now. What would really tip me over is to find out which ethnicity of human I'd have from both of you.
I'd feed you a J for sure.
Okay. But here's the thing, you hate J's, so that's why you chose that so quickly. But would you want to eat something you dislike so much? Would you be like, ew, Jew?
Ooh, that's a really good question. That's a very good question.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm just saying, think about it before you cook one.
Got it.
Hitler, yeah. in any, you didn't have an ethnicity. Because here, I'm a worldly gent. I would eat all the rainbow. Asian, Middle Eastern, white, black, Spanish. I don't give a fuck. Feed me all the legs. Any, you have not answered.
That, I didn't know it was a question. Yeah, it, I'm the same. It's whoever is offering the meat, I'll take it. It doesn't matter to me. Race, color, it's fine.
That's true, yes. Okay, good. I'm glad. We're not going to fucking just eat one kind. So it wouldn't matter to you at all?
Well, no, I mean, not yet. Let me have a few samples, then I'll know which
one
I like.
Well, that's the thing.
Best.
That's the fun part. Then you get to taste all of them, and then you're like, you're not even being racist. You're just like, Japanese just tastes like shit. It's just a fact. I mean, try it. It's crazy. Imagine if you could go to a restaurant and you just order. You're like, yes, I'd like...
The inner city blacks.
Two orders, please. Well, we talked about sex trafficking already. There's another gentleman that is in trouble for sex trafficking, and this kind of falls under the sports realm. This one was submitted to my email, which is joshpottershow@ymhstudios.com by Donnie Thatcher. And this is about Major League Baseball umpire Brian Onora. Yes, he is among 14 arrested in a Ohio human trafficking sting. These are the things that the people, you know, they always write hashtag save the children. This is the thing that gives them, like, credence. You know what I mean? They're right. You know, like, they're like, we're like, whoa, okay, I guess there is this shit happening. And then they all go like, and Hillary Clinton's got children in her basement. You're like, all right, pump the brakes there, cowboy. And but these things are happening around the fucking globe, man. TMZ Sports reported Onora was one of 14 alleged Johns who were arrested in a sex sting operation. He allegedly admitted to solicit a prostitute online, so he's just fucking a normal aged whore. And he got mixed up in it, turns out. So Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost and Liberty, Ohio Township Police Chief Toby Maloro announced the names and ages of the 14 men implicated in the sting. Mike Rosenstein of NJ.com noted Ohio Attorney General's office spokesperson Steve Irwin said, "That's my understanding," when asked if Onora was an umpire. Onora has been in Major League umpire since 2000, 57 years old, worked the 2012 World Series between the Giants and Tigers, and has also covered 3 All-Star games. So this poor guy, he's just a guy. He's over there going like, ball, strike, you know, that kind of shit. You know, he's doing really, you're out! And then he's like, I'm getting a whore after work. You know, nothing. I mean, poor guy. Just wants to fuck a whore after he calls a game. I thought it was going to be about children and women in barrels and stuff like that. But no, he's just, this poor guy just wants to fuck a whore in Ohio. Let the guy fuck a whore. Poor fucking guy. Poor Brian Onora. Sex, you get sex trafficking for just wanting to get your dick sucked by a prostitute these days? Probably, actually, yeah. It's probably what's happening. Another guy that's in the old news here that you submitted to us, Mr. Johnny Rotten. And I haven't heard anything about Johnny Rotten in a minute. Johnny Rotten's one of these fucking guys that's like punk rock or whatever, but he went off the beaten path at some point. Like, he became like right wing. And I don't know how British politics works, so I'm not even going to pretend to understand his views. Like, I don't know if you guys know, if you're like conservative, if you're like a Brexit guy, are you like conservative or are you liberal? I don't even know what it is.
I'm going to go ahead and pass this over to my more educated friend.
No, I mean, I don't fucking know.
You're British shit. We don't know anything about it, all right? You Brits, hey, jolly old, yeah, we don't know what you're doing over there with the Brexits. Who's a Trump person? Who's not? Like, you know what I'm trying to equate them to the people like we have, you know, like a wokey versus like a Trump person. I don't know what the version is in England of those. But Johnny Rotten has become like a Trump person, basically, or like whatever is the equivalent, which is weird because he's punk rock and you were supposed to be like anti the establishment and things like that. And then one could argue that, hey, maybe he is being anti-establishment by being that. And that puts it all into a little brain pretzel in your boy's head once in a while. But the reason he's in the news, for once, not because of his political spoutings, but Johnny Rotten, real name, of course, John Lydon, as we know, he has been bitten by a flea on his penis. He has a flea on his pecker. Could you imagine that? I don't even think I'd care, actually. I'd be like, oh, a flea bit. So you have to itch it? I mean, I would just itch it more often. The Sex Pistols rocker has been attacked by small parasitic bugs, which have left itchy bites all over his body, including his nether regions. He said, I looked down there this morning in my willy, and there's a fucking flea bite on it. Is that a good accent?
That was great.
Thank you.
Keep it going, please.
Never say it's bad. Ever. I'll turn into fucking Tom Cruise. I'll be like, we will not shut this movie down! I should have just hit the drop, but I hurt my voice. John, 64, endured his flea bites after he befriended a bunch of squirrels at his Venice Beach home. This happened in Los Angeles. Not in London, not in flea-bitten London. This is in L.A. I mean, I guess it makes sense. We have hobos sleeping everywhere. I mean, we all have fleas. Let's face it. And especially at Venice Beach, this fucking guy, he's probably living amongst them. He said he's taken to smothering himself in Vaseline to ease his discomfort because he doesn't want to blame the poor squirrels. I don't know. What's he hanging out with squirrels for? It's fucking weird. Like, I have my whole thing with that cat. That's what I was worried about, that it had, like, bugs and shit. Remember I said the worms that get in your brain and, like, make you fucking crazy or whatever? I don't know what I'm talking about, but I know you don't fuck with squirrels, okay? You don't play with squirrels. So, of course, he got fleas. The bites, wow, last night was murder because of it. The itching, too. It's such a poxy thing to get caught out on. The only way around it, because I'm not going to blame the poor little squirrels, is to Vaseline my legs. Ew. A flea bite, man. What if he just got it and he was just... It was the only place he got it was on his dick? And he's just scratching at his dick the whole time. I think I'd get hard after a while. I'd be like, all right, I guess I have to jerk off now. And then I have to keep putting Vaseline on my dick over and over again. This fucking flea bite. Yeah, he goes on to talk about the squirrels. Wow, do they love me for the food I buy for them. I'm definitely spending a lot of money on these little fuckers. What the how much could squirrel food cost? What are you feeding them, Johnny? I got to go hang out at Johnny Rotten's place on Venice Beach and pretend I'm a squirrel. It's giving them filet mignon and shit. What the fuck is he feeding these squirrels that it's costing him a lot of money? How much does bread cost? I mean, what do you feed a fucking squirrel? Buy some Chex Mix and call it a day, bro.
I think it's interesting how he said it's a flea bite. How do you wake up, see a bump on your dick and say... Oh, it must be a flea.
Well, that's the thing. Yes, that's very true. But he had them all over his body. So that's the lucky part. You know what I mean? You don't wake up with bumps all over your body and go, is it herpes? It's probably herpes. I have herpes on my armpit. You know, it just doesn't go that way. But that's why I mean, the flea bite on the dick is the most convenient place to have a bite, though. That's my point, because you're putting Vaseline on it. You get to rub it out, be like, oh, it's so itchy. Oh, it's so itchy. You know, you get to crank it. Am I wrong?
No, hell yeah. I would, I'd be jacking it all day. And if you're into any amount of pain, that doubles. Now it's like a kink and your turn. I mean, it's
oh,
it's
boy, I didn't even think about that any. You like that kind of shit, huh?
Oh boy, don't get into this.
Because you like
homie.
Fucking, you do. Because every time it comes up, you're like, well, then like that's the cool part about it. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I have weird likes. I think I don't do the vanilla shit.
Oh, murder.
Starting to wonder over there. We'll see.
I mean, I haven't tried that yet, but I'm not down.
Well, you might want to start, because you know what? Serial killers are on the decline. So there's some openings. You guys looking for a job out there? You know, the pandemic's been rough. There's one industry that has a few job openings, and that is the serial killer industry. Since a dramatic peak in the 1980s, serial killers in the United States have been on the decline for 3 decades. Experts have a few theories that can help explain why. From the 70s through the 90s, stories of serial killers that we all know, like Ted Bundy and the Green River Killer, both of whom pleaded guilty to killing dozens of women, dominated the headlines. Today, however, we see far fewer twisted tales in the vein of the Zodiac Killer or John Wayne Gacy. After a 3-decade surge, a rapid decline followed. Nearly 770 serial killers operated in the United States throughout the 1980s and just under 670 in the 1990s, based on data compiled by some psycho named Mike Amit of Radford University. Good way to use that education, buddy. The sudden plummet came with a new century when the rate fell below 400 in the aughts, and as of late 2016, just over 100 during the past decade. The rough estimate on the global rate appeared to show a similar drop over the same period. In a stunning collapse, these criminals and terrorized the captivated... I'm just trying to find out why. Giving me all the numbers... Tell me why it's happened.
If I remember right, there were three possible theories. Let me see. One of them was the growth of forensic science and especially the advent of genetic approaches. So basically that it's easier to track, you know, like the CSI shit.
It's the old Scooby-Doo defense. These damn kids, if it wasn't for them, I'd get away with it. So yeah, they're having a less easy time. Also, I wonder, you know, because of, does it say anything about popular culture? Yes, it says here, for years, the popular media, even some academic researchers, declared that serial murder claimed on average 5,000 victims each year. Now, I wanted to find out if, like, movies and stuff made people want to be serial killers. I would think those things would increase, like movies like Silence of the Lambs and such, maybe some copycats and things.
It didn't say anything in the article, but I think that's a good theory. I mean, I think they used to say that, right? Like, don't watch these movies or play these video games. It's going to turn you into a serial killer.
I think that was the old theory. So they're going down. So we can make all the fucking video games we want. Let's pull out that Columbine game they kept taking off the shelves, huh?
Which one is that?
There was one that was like a game that was Columbine-esque, and they were like, that shouldn't be out there. It's blah, blah, blah. Put them all out now. See, there's less serial killers. We can have all the violent video games and movies we want. And there's no more violence in music other than rap music, probably, right? I mean, like, there's no more like metal music, or there is, but there isn't like mainstream, like when I was a fucking teenager, there was all these like angry white guy shit, like Limp Bizkit and shit, you know, other bands, Nickelback, just like angry white guy shit, Korn. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no more angry... I mean, like, I guess...
What about Trapped?
Well, I was trying to get to that. Sort of.
Headstrong, I'll take you on. Headstrong, I'll take on anyone. Headstrong, I'll take you on. Headstrong, I'll take on anyone.
What were we so angry about back then? I don't know, but I loved hearing them say fuck a million times in a song. That was always fun for me. But music now isn't scary anymore. It's not like kids are listening. Like, what artist would a kid listen to now and be like, oh, I don't want my parents to know that I'm listening to this?
I mean, I think all the rap songs are still like that. They're just not... I mean, rap has never been about... Well, I guess, like, killing people for, like... thuggery and shit, but now it's like about fucking and drugs and all that, so
it's like fun shit.
Yeah, but you still don't want your parents to hear it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess that's true, but you just don't have scary things anymore, like Marilyn Manson and stuff, or just like...
She attended the Warped Tour.
You know, things like that. I thought I was going to say Limp Bizkit there. Limp Bizkit. Nuttin. N-U-T-T-I-N. Nuttin. Where the fuck did I put that? That's my favorite part.
The anti-women stance is clear in these lyrics.
Tell them, John.
Limp Bizkit's song. Gee, if I hear about them again, I'll throw up.
Ugh.
It's murder, she wrote. You barely heard a word as she choked. It wasn't nuttin', N-U-T-T-I-N. It wasn't nuttin', these mindless, mental dwarves.
Nuttin'? Yeah, we don't have music like that anymore. It's just gone.
Yeah, I've never put out a call like this, but someone has to turn that into a beat, right? Him actually saying the lyrics.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, put it to the, like, him, like, over where, like, they'd be like, yeah, I get what you're saying. Hell yeah, that'd be dope. Holy shit. Let me play it, like, fresh again.
The anti-women stance is clear in these lyrics. Limp Bizkit's song. Gee, if I hear about them again, I'll throw up. It's murder, she wrote. You barely heard a word as she choked. It wasn't nothing, N-U-T-T-I-N. It wasn't nothing. These mindless, mental dwarves.
Chocolatites.
Cave people.
Cave people. I love it. God, he's the best. John Otto, RIP, buddy. Best broadcaster of our whole fucking lifetime. Anywho, we've got another one here from DJ as we get closer to wrapping up today's show. User, thank you all for all the listener-submitted stories. These have all been listener-submitted stories, so if you have any problems with them, you have to complain to the people that submitted them, and to any. He picked them out.
The fuck?
I came in here blind. I'm just kidding. Don't blame any. They were the people's fault. But, you know, I came in here blind. I do a lot of things blind, but I came in here blind. And I hope that you've enjoyed what people have submitted. And I would welcome you to do the same at Josh Potter's show at ymhstudios.com. DJ sent this one in. Man arrested after body parts of father found in the ceiling of home. Ooh, boy. Ooh, boy. Body parts. So, I mean, this guy's got a whole Thanksgiving dinner up there from what we were talking about earlier, right? With all the body parts he's got. And there is dad, so it'd be like, hey, dad, what do you think? Can we eat you after I throw you up in the attic? Police in Soka, Saitama Prefecture. What is that place? What is that? Did I just say a place in the world? What's wrong? What happened over there?
The mic fell. Sorry about that.
That's all good.
Let me look at it. You say you want to know where Saitama is?
No, this fucking Saitama. I mean, it says police in Soka, Saitama Prefecture. The fuck country is this?
This is Japan, I think. Yeah, it's Japan.
Oh, so it's like Soka Saitama. Okay.
One more time?
I was saying it more like I thought it was Spanish. So.
Oh, no.
So we are in. I just want to find out what part of the world we're in. That's all. Try to get educated.
Saitama.
Saitama Prefecture. I don't know what the. I mean, it could be an island. Is it a. I mean, let's look it up in the Google. The police there have arrested a 55-year-old man after body parts belonging to his father were found in the ceiling of their apartment. My apartment doesn't have a ceiling. According to police, Akira, yeah, this would have answered my question if I would have read a little further. Akira Ishitoya has admitted to the charge of abandoning the body of his father, who was in his 80s when he died several years ago. The grisly discovery was made by police after welfare officials from municipal offices told them that they had not heard from the father for a long time. I can't say this fucking guy's name. Ishitoya, he was quoted by police as saying he didn't know what to do when his father died. However, in May of 2019, the apartment was put up for auction by the owner, so he decided to hide the body parts in the ceiling. Yeah, because they won't smell. The appraisal of the apartment was made, but the assessor did not inspect the ceiling. What were they like? They walked in there like, the odor, we're going to do something about that. We'll figure that out. It's maybe a dead squirrel in the chimney. I don't know. But how could you just put a body part in an attic and not have it be found simply by scent? Okay, so we're looking at it now. That is that red dot in Japan.
Yeah, right there is Saitama. Prefecture. I don't know what that word is, though.
Okay. How close is that where the bombs fell? I wonder. I'm just curious. I'm aiming because this guy's 80 years old, the guy that died, 81 years old. So he would have been around. You know what I mean? I wonder if he saw all that and then his demise after living through nuclear war, his son just threw him in the attic. You know? What a way to go after that. What a way to honor the memory is all I'm saying. But would you, I mean, I always thought about this because I'm poor and luckily I've moved across the country from my parents, but I always was like, what do you do when you have like a parent die, you know?
I mean, have you asked your parents what they would want you to do?
No.
You haven't?
I really haven't. They have a will and shit. I think they had, well, here's the thing. This is where it gets fucked up for me. they had it all plotted out, and then they divorced. So now it's like, what are you? Are you still going to be buried next to each other? Because I don't think either of you can afford to separate that tomb. Is my dad going to throw his new wife on top of him too? Like, what are we doing here? So I don't know what they want. So I can imagine myself panicking and throwing them in the attic, maybe. Yeah. Be like, get it out of here. Get it, put it, throw them in the attic. It's like the Christmas tree.
You could serve her as a taco meat.
That, if you get that signed, if you get that paper signed, I would say that to my dad before. He'd be like, you want it? Can I eat you, Dad? He'd be like, what? I'd be like, just write yes. Mm-mm-mm. That's another thing we didn't think about. I know aged meat is something that is like coveted, but eating an old meat, like an old person versus a young meat.
I imagine it's not as good because it's not going to be as...
I wish any of us had like butcher histories or something so we would know how it works with like a cow.
I feel like it wouldn't be as moisturized, you know what I mean? So like it wouldn't have the same amount of water and hydration. It probably wouldn't be as juicy is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, it would be a little more dry, a little stringy, like a horse.
Yeah, I don't think I would like an old person.
No. Now, Nadav, another thing that came to mind, would the human have to be kosher?
For me, that'd be a deal breaker. I wouldn't need it if it was kosher.
Oh, you don't do kosher?
No.
Oh.
No, if it was made specifically for me to eat, and then it was like, oh, this is kosher meat, I'm like, I'm good, Doug.
And what is kosher again? They have to murder it, like, nicely?
Yeah, humanely. I mean, it also needs to have, it can't have split hooves. It needs to chew its cud, I think. There's some other shit to
it
too.
No fat?
No.
So could a person be kosher?
No.
No. Not even close, right?
No, I don't think cannibalism will ever be legal in Judaism. Pretty lame, huh?
I mean, God, I guess. They're really protective of, like, humans' rights and stuff after everything.
They sure are. And I could also weigh in a little bit on if an old person would taste as good. I don't think it will. Because you don't want to eat, like, a 20-year-old cow. You want to eat a young cow that's been dry-aged, you know, cured.
Oh, so Nadav is saying we should eat children.
Well, maybe let's split the difference. You know, maybe young adults.
That's not what I heard. I heard you say children.
Nah.
All right. Let's move on to a story that I left off last week that I wanted to get to because I'm a Greek man. I don't know if you folks know that at home. I am of Greek descent. I've actually been baptized in the Greek Orthodox Church. What does that mean? I don't know. But I know it happened to me. And then my parents didn't give a shit beyond that. And then because my grandma died and they were like, all right, no more church. Thank God. So this story is about the Greek Orthodox Church. Apparently, the Greek Orthodox Church has ruled yoga as incompatible to Christianity. They're saying that it's not quite a sin, but it's not in the life of Christians. And this is according to the governing body of the church. It said that it intervened after Greek media recommended yoga as a way to combat stress during coronavirus. So the Greek media doing something ours doesn't, and they're trying to, you know, help you better your life instead of scaring you. And they're telling you should do yoga. The Greek church comes out and goes, oh, don't do that shit. That is a sin. And can you blame them? Have you seen the pants? I mean, holy shit. I mean, I haven't seen a pair of yoga pants that haven't made me think unholy thoughts, I'll tell you what. Other religions have also advised against the practice in the past. The Orthodox Church is an influential organization in Greece. 90% of Greeks identify as Orthodox, according to 2017 Pew Research Center reports. Part of that old 10% over here that doesn't. Yoga is a fundamental chapter in Hindu religion. It is not a kind of physical exercise. This is what they used as justification. They're basically like, that's not exercise, that's Hindu shit. Take that Hindu shit and get lost. Don't do that over here. Although it is not unheard of for religious authorities to criticize yoga, correspondents say, it is unusual for Orthodox Holy Synod to issue public statements on the matter. So that means he saw those pants and he got a boner and he was like, oh my God, we have to do away with this. How about this fucking Greek name? I don't even know what it says. The church's opposition is based on the experience of those who practiced yoga. So people in the church practiced yoga and they were like, Father, I have committed a sin. I saw a camel toe in these yoga pants and I J'd my D for 4 days. And you need to do something about this. That is according to Father Michael Constantinidis. That's how Greek names are pronounced. I can do this. I can say this Greek name. Constantinidis. It's like it's actually overly Greek. Like, it's like calm down Greek. All right, you know? It's like, might as well just be Euro Jesse Katsopoulos. I mean, it's fucking ridiculous. But yeah, I mean, yoga, I've never done yoga, but it's one of those things that I've always wanted to do because of the fact that there's so many hot women involved. I want to get good at yoga privately so that I could show up to the yoga place and all the hot yoga girls are like, ooh, look at that yoga boy. You know what I'm saying? Look at them. Good God, that is unholy as fuck. I'm committing a sin in my pants as we speak. Look at that shit. Have you ever been with a yoga lady, any?
No, what? Unfortunately.
Are you kidding me?
Man. Yeah, not unfortunately.
Well, your DMs are about to... cling, 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 cling.
I mean...
99 plus, 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 plus.
I said I was into handstands, did I not?
Mm.
They've been sending the DMs, and let me tell you, I appreciate you. Thank
but, dude,
you.
Yoga girls, it's just... I'll tell you what. Through my escapades, being with... all different types of attractive women. A yoga one is the one where it really made me realize I am a physical piece of shit. Like, it was the only one where I was like, ah, God, I feel like I brought nothing to this. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, this particular woman's body was just so perfect. I mean, I don't want to talk to, I mean, I could romanticize about it for ever and ever and ever. Unfortunately, it's gone now because I'm such a schlub of a human. You know what I mean? I'm over here eating fucking legs, human legs, and fucking... I wonder if it'd be good for you to eat human legs, nutrition-wise. No, I just... I gotta wrap the show up, especially because I started thinking about that girl in the yoga... it's not a fun way to end the show when you think about one that got away. You know what I'm saying? So please, if you do yoga and you'd like to have sex with me. No, I'm just kidding. It's all right. Take them off the screen, Annie. Listen, folks, we've got merch. It's available at the store. Brand new store. store.ymhstudios.com. We've got two awesome shirts up there. And I hope you purchase one for yourself or for a loved one. We're having more merch that is going to be added very soon, if it's not already added at the time that you're watching this. Other than that, I'm going to be at the West Palm Improv March 21st. Thank you so much to Eni, to Zolo, to Nadav for helping me out, as always, put on this show. And thank you to you for submitting all of these articles. They were all submitted by you. To my email, which is joshpottershow@ymhstudios.com. And before I go, please rate, review, and subscribe on the iTunes. It helps immensely. So thank you for doing that already, and please continue to do it, and have a wonderful week. We will see you next time on the Josh Potter Show.